Turkey tells the European Union to stay away from its internal affairs as the bloc continues to criticize Ankara over possible reinstatement of the death penalty. The Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu said that the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker cannot look down on Turkey or threaten it. Top Turkish diplomat added that he's going to the United States in an attempt to convince Washington to extradite the Pennsylvania-based cleric Fethullah Gulen. Ankara accuses Gulen of orchestrating the mid-July failed coup. The cleric has denied the accusation. Çavuşoğlu told the media that the U.S. refusal to hand down Gulen would seriously affect the two NATO allies' ties. The Secretary of State John Kerry has said that the U.S. would extradite Gulen only if Ankara provides it with concrete evidence. William Jones from the Executive Intelligence Review joins us from Leesburg. So we have two stories in one, actually, here. One side being Turkey, the other being the EU, and then the U.S. Let's talk about the EU. Juncker had pretty harsh words to say to Turkey. But, you know, in some sense, Turkey obviously is trying to root out any threat to Erdogan and, of course, the rule of democracy as how Turkish people see it. Do you think that the EU is being too harsh on Turkey?
Well, obviously, after the coup, you would expect a reaction of something of this nature, although the question is how far is Erdogan willing to take this? That still remains to be seen. If he introduces the death penalty, how many people are going to be subject to that? This is all something that's of course, very worrying. But I think given the reaction of Turkey and knowing, of course, that the EU, this whole EU strategy is going to be in danger as a result of this, I think they have decided, or Erdogan has decided, that they don't have to go that route. He's set up, of course, he's trying to create a rapprochement with Russia. The EU, of course, is very critical of Russia. There are these troops on the border of Russia, so that maybe he feels that his interest internationally lies in a different direction. So I think the EU is making, I would expect, a lawful reaction to the situation in Turkey. But I don't know how close Turkey had been coming to EU membership, whether or not this coup had occurred. And maybe Erdogan has drawn the conclusions that they are not going to become members of EU, and that therefore they have more things to do internally than to worry about the EU criticism.
And of course, you have the U.S. here, of which many are deducting that this relationship is pretty much weakened and is weakening as time goes by, especially now with the way that Turkey has reacted to the U.S. Do you think, given the fact that Turkey is a NATO member, that the U.S. is willing to compromise? Or are we looking at a relationship that truly is getting distance from each other?
Well, I think there are tremendous tensions right now in Turkish-U.S. relations. What will come of a meeting if they do send someone over to talk about the Gulen issue, what that will result in is still very unclear. If Turkey can produce clear evidence that Gulen was involved or leading or whatever this coup, I think the U.S. would have to take cognition of that and take measures against Gulen simply on the basis of the treaties that they have on these matters. I don't know if they'll be able to produce that kind of evidence. I don't know if that evidence exists. Or if it is producible, but that I think would be the criteria for getting any action in terms of turning Gulen over to Turkey. The U.S. would also be reticent, of course, if the death penalty is reinstituted, because they would have qualms about sending him to Turkey, and then he would be executed. That could cause a lot of political difficulties for the president, maybe even for his successor. But I think that the relationship with the U.S. is also kind of in difficult straits, and maybe Erdogan feels that he is not getting enough out of this, and he can take another path with regard to the regional countries, reviving a relationship also with Syria and Iran and other countries in the region, which Turkey at one point had very good relations with all these countries, and to move in that direction instead of being subservient or in close relationship with the United States.
Thank you for that. William Jones there from the Executive Intelligence Review.